Great to be with you on this Friday afternoon. This is the Metro Form Express, and it's now time to concentrate on the big weekend. They're coming your way at Tabcorp Park, Melton. It kicks off tonight with Breeders' Crown Feature Racing, and then the big nights tomorrow night with a host of Group 1s for the Juvenile Pacers and Trotters. One lady that will play a major part, along with her partner, Clayton Tonkin, is Emma Stewart, and Emma joins us now here on RSN Central. Good afternoon to you, Em.
Good day, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. We'll go through your runners, and we'll go through them quickly, otherwise we'll be here all year. Four big men in the opening race tonight. This is a winnable race. He has to overcome a second row draw, but do you think he's in good enough form to win a race like this?
Yeah, I think so. I think the more sort of racing he has, the better he'll get. So I think you'll see an improved performance with him tonight.
All right, then. Does he go forward at some stage?
Yeah, I think he'll have to put himself into the race at some stage.
Yep. Somewhere Secret, your thoughts on his chances in race five?
I really like him. Again, he's sort of he's second up, and the more racing he has, the better he'll go. But his last start win was terrific, so we'll be hoping for a good run from him as well.
In the Breeders' Crown Graduate Paces Free For All, it's a ripper race. You've got three mighty chances. Geez, you've got to love Major Times. He deserves to win a race like this. Tam Major's got a tough draw, and Code Black is another really consistent pacer. Can you split your three runners, Emma?
No, it's a little bit hard. Code Black always runs a terrific race. Like you say, I'd love Major Times to win a race like this, and Tam Major's a lovely horse. So they've all got their pros and cons, but I'd be stoked if one of them could just win.
All right, then. And Always Fast looks like it's got a lovely draw inside that second row.
Yeah, he has. He's one of my favourites, and he's an honest sort of horse. So, you know, he's racing into better form now, so you'll see a good run from him as well.
What would be your best tonight, Em?
Probably Always Fast.
All right, then Always Fast a little later on in the program. Let's head to Saturday night, and we kick off with the Group 2 four-year-old Breeders' Crown Championship, and Hurricane Harley has to take on what many say is the best horse in the country, Lock and Varad. But he does have the big advantage with the draw. He's drawn barrier number one. Lock and Varart, barrier number 13. Can you beat the star pacer tomorrow night with Hurricane Harley, Emma?
Well, he has done it before.
Yes.
So we'll be trying again. But I think we'll need a fair bit of luck on our side. And we have that with the draw. So if he's going to beat him, you know, tomorrow night's probably his best chance.
Is he in the same form that saw him beat him that night at Bendigo?
Yeah, I think so, and he likes to race fresh, so he's going to that race pretty fresh, and he's definitely got the draw to help him, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's one class you do not want to miss, the opening race there on Saturday night at Melton. What about Cover of Darkness? He's a trotter on the up. This is his toughest test in the three-year-old Breeders' Crown Colts and Geldings final for the trotters. Can he win?
Yeah, I think he can if he does everything right. You know, he's done everything we've asked him so far, but it is a big step up for him, so we would just be stoked if he can get around safe and hopefully run a place.
Do you think he's got the gate speed to lead?
Yeah, I think so. He's a pretty highly strung sort of horse, so I think he'll find coming up the gate pretty good. So, I definitely think he's got his chance.
In the two-year-old Colts and Geldings final for the Pacers, Major Moth trained by Clayton. You've got Act Now and also Jack's Walk. Is Major Moth the best out of those three? And do you expect him, will he hold the front or will Act Now have too much gate speed, do you think, out of the gate?
Oh, I'm not really sure. I think that they've both got plenty of gate speed. Yeah. Act Now's got a lot more. So just have to see how Major Moth comes out. I definitely think he's the one to beat. And I think Act Now goes a lot better in front. So we'll play it by ear, but yeah, I'm not sure that Major Moth can hold him off out the gate.
Yeah, that should be a great race, race number five. Race number six, Amelia Rose has drawn barrier three and Techie's Angel, barrier number six. Are you confident of winning the three-year-old fillies final?
I'm actually more confident this week than I was last week. I think Amelia Rose has sort of stepped up again this week, and I just love her to win a big race. So I'm pretty confident with her this week.
All right, then. So you think that she could turn the tables on Sweet Louise and maybe sit outside of her on Saturday night?
I definitely think she can win. I'm not sure if she can sit outside her and win, but I think if she gets a nice run, I definitely think she'd be coming home over the top of them.
All right, that's a good push. Race seven is the Colts and Geldings final for the Pacers. Lurum Lake, who had no luck the other day. Mac Dan, that just keeps on winning. And Miragon, how much gate speed has he got? Can he cross Suze Bromack at the start?
He's got heaps of gate speed if we want to use it. And I think his run last week was terrific. So he's my little smoky for the night. And I think he's been sort of getting driven more to suit him this time in. I thought Lurham Lake was terrific and Mac Dan never runs a bad race. So I wouldn't be surprised if any of them pop up as a winner. But it's sort of hard to go past Mac Dan, I think, because he just tries so hard.
Race number eight. This is the race I'm looking forward to most. Tough Tilly, Joanna, Treachery, Rogue Wave, Platinum Sparkle, Dangerous Hand, and Ladies in Red represent your stable, Emma. What a group of two-year-old fillies. The punters say it's a race in two between Tough Tilly and Ladies in Red. Can you split those two wonderful juveniles?
Not really. I think Tough Tilly's probably got her chance this week because she's drawn better than Ladies in Red, but I wouldn't be surprised if one of the other ones pop up and win it either. Like, Joanna's going terrific and you can never count out Treachery, so I wouldn't be surprised if any of them won, really.
Yeah, can't wait for that. So, yeah, that's race eight. Then Bangles, you must have been happy with this two-year-old filly's debut effort in the heat there at Maryborough the other day.
Yeah, I was really happy. You know, she's always sort of been a filly that we've always liked and she's just taken a little bit longer to get to the races than the our other trotters. So I think whatever she'll do, she'll improve on. But she's definitely it's something I really like about her.
And you'll be buggered by the time you have to gear up two times better on Saturday night. But can she win the four-year-old mare's final? That's race 10.
Yeah, I think she can. She needs a little bit of luck, but she's working a lot better this time in, and she again gets better with the more racing she has. So she's worked terrific this week, so she won't disgrace herself.
All right, Em, what's your best on Saturday night?
Tough Tilly.
And I was just talking to Craig Judd about her story. She's named after a girl that has been doing it tough in the early part of her life with this rare skin disease. And it's quite fitting, Juddy said, to have a horse that is so tough like young Tilly Wilkes, who the horse is named after. So it's a terrific story, and hopefully we can tell a little bit more about that story tomorrow morning on RSN 927M.
Yeah, that'd be terrific, and I just hope she gets over the line for it.
Yeah, good on you, Em. Best of luck.
No worries, thanks a lot.
Rest up.
Thank you.
There's Emma Stewart there. Dan Malecki joins us now. Dan, how do we back a winner tomorrow and also tonight there at Tabcourt Park, Melton? We might start with your specials tonight.
Okay, Gareth, hello and good afternoon to you and to all the listeners. I thought Kiang Lavana would be very hard to beat. Race 3, horse number 4. The meeting tonight. Race 3, horse 4, Kiang Lavana. She's got gate speed. So too is Peregrine Phoenix and Sleepy. So the battle may well be in the first 200 metres, but even if she got crossed, she can still end up with the run of the race. So race 3, horse 4, Kiang Lavana. Dance Craze, race 8, number 8. Look, it's an awkward draw, and I think because of that, you might get slightly better odds. So race 8, horse 8, Dance Craze. I thought Sonny Weaver, a horse that I don't know if you're still on the Sonny Weaver bandit wagon, but he looks a good each-way chance. In the race where Mr. Bohannon is pretty short, which is quite obvious, and quite smart, but I thought was probably under the odds, so I was looking for a bit of value there. And I think Sonny Weaver might provide it each way, race 9, horse number 12.
Yeah, I just like him on the fence when he can get that sucker long. He's one of those horses that you can't take a price too short because he's always a black booker in a way, Dan, because he's a horse that's making up ground, but he does need the brakes to go his way. But I can understand that how you could like him there tomorrow night. Tonight. What about tomorrow night?
Right, tomorrow night, I'm sticking with Ladies in Red and Major Moth as the two best bets. They're bookending the legs of the quaddy. So race 5, number 1, Major Moth. He was terrific, wasn't he? It was a breathtaking last furlong from him, the way he just bolted away. It was an arrogant win, and he gets that gun draw. He could lead and win, but act now, he's stable now. Emma trains act now, Clayton, Major Moth. It has got brilliant gate speed, perfect course to sit behind. So you can get confident no matter how the race is run, Major Moth can win. Race 5, number 1. And Ladies in Red's never been beaten, so we just really don't know how good she is. Can she go to an even higher level? It's possible. And she might have to beat her stablemates, which include Tough Tilly, who was just outstanding last week. She has been all through her career, yet has only won two races, but Bad draws and tough runs have probably conspired against her, but she always goes down fighting. Couple of odds, Gareth. Race 4, number 3, What's Up Majestic. Also, I did think it might be slightly longer odds, but it was an eye-catching run in its heat at Maryborough, and I thought he was a good each-way chance. An interesting runner is the filly, Race 3, number 7, Golden Sunset. Did you see its win last night?
Yeah, we'll have to just wait, Dan. Dan, we'll come back to you in just a moment. They're nearly... Dan Malecki, you found some value there tomorrow night then on a Saturday night at Tabcourt Park, Melton, you tell me.
Well, there's just something attractive in every single race, isn't there? I mentioned to you Golden Sunset, Race 3, number 7. All of her runs have been quite unbelievable. Her last start performance, it was her maiden win. She's only had the 3 starts. Was outstanding. Outstanding. And quite extraordinary, actually. I'm still scratching my head. It's in the same race as Elder Baron Tess, which I know you like. That's a good betting race, I reckon, Golden Sunset. Look, she could well be a risk because of her inexperience, and she's got a couple of little quirks at this stage, but, gee, she was good last start. And my long shot was Race 9, number 12. She's a pleasure. It'll be 30-1, but I thought she was very good in her heat at Maryborough as well. So if you want a long shot, to include into maybe some all-ups to place, or just simply $1 a win, $4 a place ratio. Race 9, number 12, She's a Pleasure. Mexicana's, I thought, clearly the horse to beat, though, drawn one.
All right, Dan, can we get a quaddy for tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Quaddy for tonight. The first leg, I've got down numbers 1, 8 and 9. I'll run through the names as we do it. 1, Eureka, 8, Better Be the Bomb, 9, Somewhere Secret. In the second leg, 6 Wolf Stride, 7 Major Times, 8 Tam Major, 9 Code Black, 6, 7, 8, 9. Third leg, I've gone a bit wider here. Numbers 2, Jamison Steel, 5, Diamonds and Cash, 7, Shooby Doo, 8, Always Fast, 9, Sahara Tiger, and 10, Where You've Been Boppin', 2, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And in the last leg, I like Dance Craze, but it's always good to have a couple of others going at decent odds for a healthy dividend. So 8's the top pick, but maybe throw in Gus and Mary, who's flying number 1, and 10 Sundon's Courage is also flying number 10.
Good on you, Dan. Good calling.
Thanks, Gus.
There's Dan Malecki there. Andy Gaff joins us. He's in for a couple of big nights as well. Good afternoon to you, Andy.
Yeah, good day, Gus.
We'll start with your runners tonight. Ragnar goes around. He gets a second row draw. He's an each-way hope. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, no, definitely. He's a horse that probably needs a few things to go each way, but he's come back well this time in. Yeah, if the speed's on, he's definitely a good each way hope.
One of my favourites, Majestuoso, goes around in that 4-year-old trotting final there for the Antires and Geldings. Always ready's drawn the pole. Now, your trotter showed terrific gate speed there at Maryborough. Do you have a crack for the front tonight?
Yeah, I think Kate will have a little crack early. Yeah, it's been a long time since he's been off the front row. You know, Maryborough was the first time for about 18 months, and he showed how quick he can come out to hold out red hot too. So from barrier 2, we know Always Ready's really quick as well, but you know, Kate will come out and have a look and see what happens. But yeah, obviously he's our main danger, and if we can't cross him, it's going to be tough to sit outside him and beat him. He's a quality horse like our bloke, but he's on top of his game and expecting to go really good.
Is he fit enough?
Yeah, no, he is. It's yep. Probably the best I've had him for a long time, I'd say.
He's, of course, he's fit enough. He's been up there for a little while, but is he trained on nicely? That's what I was trying to say, Andy.
Yeah, no, he's always been terrific.
All right, mate. What about Eureka? First up in a tougher race, he dropped out. Can he bounce back tonight?
Yeah, sort of hopeful he can. He sort of trialled quite good leading into that race. Admittedly, he just sat back in the field and hit the line really good. And then first up, he probably got tackled early and it was a really fast lead time. It was a false start too, which sort of set him off a little bit. He's a bit of a hot horse and probably over race. So I just forgive him, forget that run and expect him to be, you know, pretty close to his best tonight. And, you know, he's drawn to advantage. So if he can sort of hold up without too much pressure, you know, he's definitely a winning hope.
His best wins this, doesn't it, Andy?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. Yeah. No, his best is very good. He's sort of shown, you know, last campaign that he can do it tough and he can run really fast times. So he is a quality horse, but yeah, if you can disregard what he did last start, I'm sure he can bounce back tonight.
Can Arden Voyager cause an upset in the free-for-all, race 6?
I doubt it. You know, he's a really nice horse. He mucked up last week and got himself out of the draw, unfortunately. So from that barrier draw, You know, he'd just be driven cold. But I'm sure he can sort of, you know, things go right. He's sort of good enough to run a place, but I can't see him winning from there.
Geez, Diamonds and Cash is knocking on the door. Race number 7. What a run last time.
Yeah. I mean, his previous runs before that, he hasn't really had much luck, and his figure form should be a lot better. So, yeah, he's sort of drawn okay. A couple of times he showed really good gate speed. Last time he didn't sort of show any at all. So not sure how it's going to map, but, you know, he's at the top of his game, and, you know, he's in a race that he can probably win, I'd say.
Mr. Bohannon hit the sky. Your best chance there in race 9?
Well, probably Mr. Bohannon. He's only had the 2 starts for me in a lot easier grade. So it's a big step up in classroom, but he's shown that he's got really good gate speed, and I think he'll find the top. If the sky's a bit of an opportunist, he just sort of has to be in the right place at the right time. He's never far away. So, yeah, if things go right, he's a good each-way hope, but he's always finishes in the top 4, hit the sky.
Your best chance tonight?
I'm sticking probably with Eureka. Kate doesn't think he can win, so one of us would be right and one of us would be wrong. So,
all right, then, let's hope you're right. For the punters that jumped on Eureka, who's usually right?
Well, eventually I've got to concede and say that she is.
All right, then. You're just looking to make sure you stay in the good books. What about Pacifico Dream in the 3-year-old Colts and Geldings final there tomorrow night? He's got a tough draw to overcome in race 7.
Yeah, it all depends on the lead time. If the lead time's really quick, he's right in the race. If the lead time's slow, you know, he's going to be up against it. You know, he's gone into the series in really good form, and he's terrific last week. So Spomac had to sit on him, and it's too good for him. And he's got a lot better draw, so... he's very well, couldn't be happier with him, but he's going to let a lot go right early for him to be a winning chance, I'd say. But, he'll be getting home good.
Can Aldebaran Ursula turn the tables on Mexicana in the feature fillies race for the 2-year-olds there tomorrow night in the trotting ranks?
Well, it wasn't much between them last time. You know, I only got down to half a head, so it only has to go a little bit worse, and I only have to go a little bit better in the turn the tables. You know, we're probably drawn to advantage, being drawn behind it, so... And I think Mexicana will hold up. So, yeah, again, she's got a really good hope of, you know, knocking the filly off. So, yeah, been really happy with her work this week. She's sort of been trotting really good and worked really solid. So I expect her to be on top of her game as well.
All right, then. So, Andy, your best is Eureka. What's Kate's best?
She'd probably say Mr. Bohannon, I'd say.
All right, then. Hopefully you're right. Good luck.
Okay, thanks, Gareth.
There's Andy Gatt joining us there. The champ, Chris Elfer, joins us now ahead of a big couple of nights for... our Premier Reinsman in this state, in fact, the number one driver in the country, and he joins us now. Good morning or afternoon to you, Chris.
Afternoon, Gareth.
Sleepy. She goes around in race number 3. Your thoughts there in the Trotting Mares final at Group 2 level? He was there, Chris. We might have just lost him. I think he's dropped out. He's got some nice drives there tonight and tomorrow night, Chris. He's got Sleepy in the 4-year-old mares. Enhance Your Calm goes around in the 4-year-old trotting entires and geldings. He's back now. Welcome back, Chris.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
What about Sleepy? Can she win race number 3 tonight?
Yeah, I think, you know, just missed her last run when she was on her worst behaviour at Maribor. And if you go back to her 2 runs before then, she was really good, and good that she's got a nice draw. She can get off the gate pretty well. So, yeah, I think she's a great hope.
What about Enhance Your Calm? A couple of runs for Dean Braun. This is a tough field. Is he good enough to defeat horses like Always Ready and Majestuoso?
They look at the best, you know, from the front line draws. He's been probably looked like he was going to win both his races over here, but he's just disappointed the last 50 metres. So hoping he can run into a place, but it's going to be pretty hard to win.
What do you do with Tam Major inside that second row draw in the free-for-all tonight?
I haven't spoken to Emma and Clayton yet, but it's not too bad a draw. Like Sir Letty can get out of the gate pretty good, whether it holds up or not. I'm not too sure, so... I'll just be guided by what they say, and he seems to be in good form. His last run was really good.
Can Sahara Tiger win the race after that, race number 7 in the Graduate Cup at Group 3 level?
Yeah, he's got not too bad a draw, and he's just, you know, just a dead set sit sprinter, so he'll be reliant on, you know, how the tempo is in the race. But if they go hard, he'll be storming home.
Is it Wobbly's night tonight in the Trotters free-for-all, race number 8?
Hopefully. He seems well this week. He just hasn't been having a lot of luck with draws, and Take Gans Craze out, it's, you know, pretty even sort of field. And, you know, I don't know if Gans Craze will want to punch up the fence and risk being stuck in there. So, yeah, it'll be interesting, but I'm sure he'll run well.
Is Kai Valley Chief a good thing in the last?
He was good his last run, and he trialled well on Sunday at Bendigo with Sleepy and Kai Valley Cleese. So, second row draws, no big deal for him because he's got really good speed. So, as long as he behaves himself, I think he'd be hard to beat.
All right, then. Tomorrow night at Tabcourt Park, Melton, Cracker Jet. I think he's one of the best value chances tomorrow night. He goes around in three-year-old trotting colts and geldings final. Gun draw, Chris. Can he win?
Well, he wasn't too bad, you know, in the heat and final of the Victoria Derby. It just distance just got him, I think, at the end. And then his run in the heat when he got sat parked was really good. And drawing one, he can, you know, come out of the gate and we can either lead if we get too much pressure, take a sit on one of the good ones, and he's really fast. So if he picks the right one to follow and he's there waiting for the sprint lane, he'll be hard to hold out.
Tailored Elegance takes on some nice three-year-old fillies in that final race three in the trotting ranks.
Yeah, she's sort of been a bit hot and cold since she arrived here, but her run in the heat was really good. We got a long way back, but she did charge to the line, and a couple of the good ones have drawn awkwardly, so they're going to have to put them up there at some stage, so it could be a pretty solid run race, which will suit her.
What about Aldebaran Seuss? Can he win the two-year-old trotting colts and geldings final? He was a big run the other day at Maryborough.
Yeah, I thought he was super there. He was a long way back and hit the line well. And apart from his couple of runs, like three or four starts back when he wasn't 100% healthy, I thought he's, you know, as good as any horse in the two-year-old trotting rank. So he's got a good draw. He storms off the gate, so I think he'll be really hard to beat.
I don't know how they beat Sweet Louise in the three-year-old Pacers final after what I saw there last week, Chris. She's drawn barrier number one.
Yeah, she was, you know, super last week. Still green and doesn't know a lot about racing, but she sure has the motor. I thought on the last turn, Amelia Rose was going straight past her, and then she woke up to race it and, you know, won by 15 metres or so. So she's got the draw. So there's a couple of nice mares still. You know, Techie's Angels went super last week, and the Pantheus was a great run, and it's drawn on my back. So probably hard to hold out, but I'm sure she'll be right there.
What about Queen Alita in the two-year-old trotting fillies final? She was so good there last time as well. She's drawn barrier number two, but the favourite Mexicana has drawn inside of you.
It has, and it gets out of the gate not too bad. She gets out okay, Queen Alita, without being brilliant, but I think just by her last couple of runs, she's coming good at the right time where I thought, you know, maybe Mexicana was a bit disappointing last start. It sort of got it given pretty easy and fell in. So hopefully we're on the way up and it's, you know, on the way down a little bit.
All right, then. And our Princess Tiffany, can she bounce back in the four-year-old Mayor's Championship?
Yeah, I think so. Last week's race was, you know, pretty slowly run early, and she was the only horse that made any ground. So longer distance tonight and hopefully a bit more tempo early, and she should be storming home over the top.
What's your best?
Probably the two-year-old trotters, I think.
All right, mate. You go and get them, Chris. Enjoy.
Yeah, thanks, Gareth. Always good night's race in Breeders' Crown, that's for sure.
All right, mate. We wish you the best of luck. So one champion to another, Gary Hall Jr. joins us on Fremantle Cup night. G'day, Jr.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Chicago Bull, can you win barrier six? What do you do at the start?
No idea what to do. But
don't
yeah,
lie. You've got a plan. Do you launch at the start when the green light goes on?
No plans. None at all, really. I thought about probably just coming out really hard. Yeah, you don't. I don't know. You're sort of in the lap of the gods a little bit if you restrain in these races, I think. So we'll drive him positively, that's for sure. But it's hard to sort of work out what's going to happen early. I think the horse that holds the key is probably Mighty Conqueror, drawn two. He's way out of form, but he's form's certainly good enough, and just his gait speed, you know, can be so hit and miss as well. So, you know, a lot depends on what he does early, and we'll have to take it from there once we see how he gets out.
All right then, Junior, we are running out of time on this Friday. Jeez, it's quickly arrived, 1 o'clock. So can he win, Junior? How confident are you of winning this year's Fremantle Pacing Cup with the little champ?
Oh, he can win, absolutely. He's flying. I don't think the horse could be any better. You know, he's probably, I think sort of come race time, he'll probably drift out a little bit. There'll be money for some of the others. But, I wouldn't be talking to anyone out of backing him. He's... you know, he's just right at the top of his game right now, and we just need probably an inch of luck early to get into a decent spot somewhere. But, I think he's still the horse to beat, even after the draw.
We're all on, Junior. We love the bull train. Now, what about outside of the Fremantle Cup? We watch you on a Friday night. It's late, but we need you. How do we back a winner? Can you help us, Junior?
I'll do my best. I think American Brave will run a good race tonight. He's
what race? Don't worry, I'll find it. American Brave,
middle of the program somewhere. Each way faces him. If he's an each way price, he's probably worth a ticket each way. If he's too short, I'd probably leave him alone. And outside of him, I like Belle Catherine tonight. I think she can get the job done. Straw bad, but it's only a small field, and she's probably the best mare in it, so she should be able to win.
Don't stuff up tonight, Junior. We wish you the best of luck.
I'll bring something home, hopefully. Thank you.
Pump the fist. Well done. There's one of the very best in the business, Gary Hall, Junior. That wraps up RSN Central and our Metro Form Express for this Friday. If you missed any of our segments and interviews, geez, there was about 45,000 interviews this morning and in the early part of the afternoon on